rasa.
Say thank you for your patience way too often, but be's that way. Welcome to the Sunday, March 5th, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Thank you for bearing with the delay starting this show, but particularly for with the delay posting the last week's show, February 26, 2017 show, my wireless connection attempts at the Oakland Public Library have been interfered with since I started going there. I mean, wherever I make the attempt, I get interference, but in particular, that's where I'm at right now. I go there pretty early in the morning, 2-3 a.m. On down until about, 8 o'clock in the morning or so, before library hours is my point. And every time I connected by choosing the network, as opposed to being shunted off, it seems, with the network chosen for me, my connection would be broken and I'd receive the message that the Oakland Public Library, called the Oakland Library Hotspot, the network is, would not let me join the network. This continues, but much less. I literally for a couple days couldn't not get that message. No doubt they have worked out plausible deniability. These guys will ever be until fear eventually, as we establish global freedom, loosens its grip on them. Be that child obsessed with diverting our attention while his hand grabs all it can from the cookie jar. Also, an internal Berkeley Liberation Radio memo dated February 26, 2017 reads, "There is a station, KLDS, based out of Livermore that now has a repeater on 104.1, which is the frequency of this station, in San Francisco. I don't know how the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, decided to license this station since it seems to violate their rules on station spacing. The station identifies as Air One, and they play modern music with a Christian message. They suck, pretty basically, and they are on the same frequency as us. Our hopes of getting out further with our signal seems to be foiled by this new outfit. They have a license, we don't. They have high power, we don't. So we can keep on going where we are with our current setup or try to find some other place on the dial and retune our equipment." And that is the status at this point of any effort on our part to try to get out locally. It obviously does not affect the internet streaming. "Sisters and brothers, when Prince says that nothing is more important than what your body wants to do, are we clear what is meant by this? My son, just back from Kung Fu, said to me that he finds it difficult to know how to help others see that the world we're conditioned to call society is in fact the completely artificial construction of class. How to begin that conversation when, for instance, someone expresses the belief that it's in us to be violent. He said, I'm so tired of that argument. It's so obvious that we're part of life and want to be free, and that if life is kept from being free, it will get angry. He was unsure, he added, how to help others see the abuse we suffer in infancy, see the web of artificiality, see violence as part of that construction, see that the ideas we're given is fascism constructed within us. How begin a conversation in which that has to be addressed when we haven't thought about or questioned the state within us? My short answer, insufficient fascism." And let's think about that. How would that either open or shut down conversation? The state essentially inherently fascist. Beyond that single tag, you already know the phrases I would add. The parent is the deputy of the state. Through the parent, the state commandeers our bodies by forcing the suppression of our authentic, spontaneous feelings. From infancy, what we want is denied, and we're directed to paths down which the state wants us to go. This leaves in all of us underclass a huge load of psychic damage. We all bear the wounds of class. None of this is spoken, and the fact that none of it is spoken is itself an injury done to us. It's only felt by our bodies and reacted to in a variety of ways, depending on our various experiences and gifts. Knowing that our bodies feel the reality of suppression and our discomfort with it, the state provides safe for it outlets for that discomfort. Then tells us, for instance, that our discomfort as women is because men oppress us. And then when we say this out loud, tells us that we are speaking truth to power. Prince's truth got him tortured, harassed, and murdered. Serious biz. I've been hesitant about saying that, but that is, in fact, a reality check for us in terms of gauging whether what we're doing is threatening or not. When I spoke the quote-unquote truth power grants, I received no punishment. Now that I get what Prince said and am speaking it, I most deaf am receiving the punishment and the reward. As Samuel Butler put it, we get to walk with greatness and make honorable places for ourselves, as Prince said, in the infinite. To find this path with the wind from above pushing back is extremely difficult. There's no discussion of this, of the psychic damage and structure of class when we're growing up. The fact that we're kept in separate boxes and can't naturally help each other see the walls of our captivity and told that what we are is but a bundle of our personal qualities and affinities. No one tells us about Proudhon and his explanation that we owe society for what we are, and therefore as well, and this is cutting me hard right now, for what we aren't. We're led to believe that if we are uncaring, if we close our mind to the suffering of others, if we lack empathy and are not moved to act by the sight of clear injustice, that those reflect personal deficits in ourselves. We're not told that our lack of compassion, deep sight, and empathy are not just structurally created, but structurally mandated. We tend to be what society, and I prefer the term social arrangement, as society must be the conscious creation of all of us for it to be anything worthy of that term. We tend to be what society sets us up to be. If we want our empathy to grow, society must allow it, support the broad development of our gifts, among which caring and love are the most precious. Why should anyone care about me when I don't care about them, is the thought that comes once we start to think about the absence of love. Who in public life, with the power to influence, modeled the opposite but Prince? Modeled caring about others, though it could not be reciprocated. The social arrangement called class provides no structural support for reaching out with love and help to those sisters and brothers in whom we see the need for us, for broad society, the need for our common legacy of freedom to be honored.